from Kiwi Farms. So this is a forum called Lol Cows, and then in the forum there's another forum, a subforum called Grift Wars. Apparently, Sticks, Hex, and Hammer 666, aka Tarl Warwick, is seen as a lol cow and a grifter. At least by a large degree in the Kiwi Farms community, a large population of the people there. Oh, oddball. So this is a post here, and this seems to be where the vast majority of information about him is being posted, right up until present day, where he's been arrested. I just wanted to review some of the posts because there's some interesting tidbits of information and some observations people have, and a lot of it's just plain funny. So, Tarl Warwick, oddball occultist neckbeard. I don't know. Does he have an actual neck beard? I haven't seen his neck. I don't know that he has enough tea to grow hair on his neck. Who can make interesting content? I can't argue with that. His content is definitely interesting, but I don't know in a good way. On Carl's temper. So the black ex-girlfriend who dipped in this thread for a while said he did indeed have a temper and would take it out on the garden, sometimes yelling the dreaded N-word. He's yelling the N-word in a garden? Why? Oh, he had a black girlfriend? Is that why he was yelling it? I can't imagine any other reason to yell the N-word except to, because there's a black person around. I don't know. On Tarl's occultism, the ex-girlfriend scoffed at the idea and said she'd seen him perform neither ceremony nor ritual. Right. How close was she to it? I mean, so a short-fused alcoholic who doesn't take magic seriously sounds about right. I don't know. He seems to take it pretty seriously. He's made hundreds and hundreds of videos on the occult. So I'm not sure that her account is really one to be trusted. I don't buy the line that the guy is violent. Why not? Some cope here. I think Legal Mindset utterly nailed this. I have watched 75% of Sticks' content. It is littered with S references and S overtones. Okay. So he's just a deviant and a degenerate. Gotcha. You don't see any real abundance of the glorification of violence. Wait a second. So because his offline persona is different than his online persona, which makes sense, now you're saying because his online persona doesn't match the purported offline persona that the offline persona can't be true. What? Or death, but much the opposite. To his recent squeeze, the black eye. We have actual video evidence of the guy groping his then girlfriend on debate live stream. Wasn't that rather recent, actually? His references to vices and implicit alcoholism are rather clearly somewhat projection. What are you talking about? The dude was drunk. I've seen the video. The dude was drunk as a skunk in that thing. I am happy drunk myself, and I can imagine this explains a fair portion of the allegations of the past. Yeah, so there's a lot of allegations against him, and him being drunk explains them, which means he committed those crimes, those actions which he was accused of, but you don't believe he's violent, even though most of those allegations have to do with violence? What are you talking about? This has got to have been written by a woman. I think most likely this guy has a habit of effing around, and I would say odds are pretty good that has consequences. Yeah, you have to run and beat on his girlfriends. Among them, I think it's entirely plausible a handful of them have become rather disgruntled. I wouldn't be surprised by that. The guy has publicly stated he to have jumped into at least one previous marriage. He's been married twice now, I think. He married Elizabeth pretty quickly. That's the wife he left in Holland. Because there was supposedly some drug dealer chasing him, but you're going to find out that was a lie. Without there really being much of a major cooling off period, I guess she was moderately attractive and he thought he hit the jackpot. What a loser. I think it much more likely Sticks as a slave to his emotions than a PUSS, something Y, something. I would agree. You mean a beta male? Soy boy? Well, that just by looking at him. He rolled the dice, and one of them was inclined to weaponize the gun on the table. that is family law. The charges, oh, okay. The charges should not be taken at face value. Why not? We've been taking them at face value, but not for anybody else. And by the way, I do want to hear more details and read the police report, because I don't take any of this stuff at face value. I mean, until I see somebody in a courtroom, the evidence being laid out, and the verdict being laid down, I take this stuff with a grain of salt. Although all the allegations coming out against him, which again, that's an ad populum argument. Just because a lot of people are saying the same thing doesn't mean it's true. But it does make it more likely. And an honest person cannot do so if they understand the underlying law and its application. Right, men are essentially assumed guilty right from the get-go. Munster Cheese says, on the one thing we all should have learned well by now, that the persona a person projects while on screen doesn't always match how they are off camera. Yeah. Number two, people do stupid ass on alcohol for young adults. That is part of the allure. And because they do stupid things and bump uglies. Yeah, I don't know what your point is. That said, this aspect has been kept under wraps for a while, unlike his alcoholism. I didn't know he was an alcoholic until recently. But explains a lot. May just be rare occasional incidences. I have no idea. Dead account having fun in the 19th. What's this? Okay, not everything here is interesting. Undead sea guy is claiming that there's video footage of Stick abusing his flying girlfriends by chasing them with a sword. Video unavailable. Does anybody know this video? Yeah, looks like somebody got it removed. Chasing her and flying girlfriends? What do you mean flying girlfriends? Is that where all his money went? Is that why he couldn't afford $7,500 for bail? I thought this guy was a millionaire, but if he's flying chicks in from overseas, that would explain why he's broke. So is this guy another Boogie 2988? Just a lot thinner, and his vice is booze instead of McDonald's cheeseburgers or whatever else Boogie can get his hands on. Anyone can become violent in the right circumstances. I don't know about that. Well, the right circumstances, yeah, I suppose. Especially if there's alcohol involved. Yeah. Agree with everything in your post. I don't know if he's doing it a lot, but I learned about one incident at a time. It was happening a few years ago. I'm not invested in this character. Yeah, me either. I stopped watching him a while ago. He's just kind of boring. Anybody out there find Sticks boring? I find him a little boring. He does give excellent political commentary, but he's got the dry monotone. Beyond thinking he's a horrible piece of work simply based on his behavior towards women, a woman who has been his friend for over 10 years, whatever else you may think of her, she's not a liar. Okay, so she was actually messaging. I don't know what this is about. So trying to work out just. Yeah, I don't get that. I'm still trying to work out just how he was so convinced that he'd been in jail for a solid week. Yeah, he was in jail for 3 days. The dude didn't know how long he'd been in jail. I don't get it. Makes no sense. And another post of the video chasing chicks around with swords that got removed. Crazy. So, yeah, Tarl left his wife who has a daughter. I can't understand leaving the mother of your kids unless it's to take the kids away because she's abusing them. I can't understand leaving your wife and kids and then just shacking up with some junkie. Yeah, that's the chick he's with currently that he got arrested for battering. Allegedly! Oh, boy. So, somebody here doesn't like Sticks too much. How Tarl manages to look like a 40-year-old woman with a beard, acts like one too, and some nutty broad is wanting to hop in the sack with his effeminate nerd ass is a mystery. Oh, that may never be solved. Well, okay. So there's a lot of disturbed women out there, and they're attracted to the clout and the fame. They have very low self-esteem, a very low sense of self-worth. So being with this guy, being around this guy, getting his attention and his validation and approval in any way, it's a huge boost. If you've got good self-esteem, you're confident, you have a high degree of self-worth, you respect yourself, the approval of somebody like Tarl doesn't mean anything to you. Less than anything. But if you're on the exact opposite side of the spectrum in the extreme, well then, it's everything. And plus the fact people are attracted to what they know. Right? So he's an abusive piece of garbage. Well, she probably grew up in a household surrounded by abusive pieces of garbage, so it's all she knows. So surprisingly, you may not believe it, being around an abusive piece of garbage makes her feel safe and secure. It's at least secure. I know, it sounds paradoxical. Anyway, the same thing has apparently happened to Dave Bautista. Yeah. I saw a picture of him lately and he looks like a 40-year-old bald woman with a beard. Yeah, Dave Bautista shrunk. It's because he stopped taking the roids. Yeah. Okay. I was not expecting this. Doesn't seem like something he would do. Why? Because you know his online persona? What does that mean? What is that girl good for? God Mode says Charles is a smug a-hole, but I think it's hard to believe he beats the S out of women. Well, believe it. My guess is Samantha freaked out and started clawing his eyes. Oh, yeah, now you're just speculating. Now you're just coping, pal. Yeah. Now you're just coping. Samantha Catherine. Is this the chick? Is this the chick that accused him of assault? So without trying to start more S than has already been started, I could use some help. Those who know me well know I hate asking for help. I don't like others feeling responsible for me because I've learned to give others a superiority complex and they think they bought the right to control me. See, what did I say? Low self-esteem, no self-worth. When everyone is done grifting off the drama of my trauma, feel free to donate to my Cash App or PayPal so I can move the heck on from people who think they own me and can threaten my finances, threaten my life, my husband, and kids. Husband? Was he with a married chick that's a single mom? Well, you know, even with all the supposed clout and fame Tarl has, that's the best he can get, really. A single mom. That'd be great. It's in my bio. Oh, wow. Monster Cheese didn't like that. Her husband, now she cares? Yeah, it didn't work out. She's looking for a better deal. Looking a better deal, her current loser husband. These Kiwi Farm posts kind of interesting. I guess I shouldn't be reading them all, though. So I guess this chick, I guess this is the chick. She's in New Orleans. She should be close to her parents. New Orleans is the wrong place to be if one has substance abuse issues. Yeah, ain't that the truth? So Tarl's mistress has a husband and kids. Sounds like she got what she deserved. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't think that some broad deserves to get the you know what beat out of her because she's cheating on her husband. I don't think so. I think that's an extreme take. I don't agree with that. All the money absolutely won't go towards drugs and her life will completely turn around. Yeah, you don't want to give this woman money, okay? This would be enabling. This would be bad. This would not be charity. This would be enabling. She will be so much more involved with her kids in the longer bit. Yeah, obvious sarcasm. Yeah. We got you, pal. Yeah, if there's one thing that might sway people into helping you is to say you abandoned your husband and kids. Yeah. I don't have a lot of sympathy for you, sweetheart. Yeah, as much as it would be entertaining to have Sticks in jail for this, forgive me if I don't take her at her word. I don't take her at her word either, but I mean, you know. Throwing around domestic battery accusations, par for the course in trashy drug-addled relationships. You're not wrong. But I'm not going to automatically assume the opposite either. I'm going to wait to see more evidence before I come to any conclusions. Honey, could you please wash your dish? Stop trying to control me, Tarl. Spurging. Oh, these are good comments. Yeah. So, Styx is Greek for shuddering. Hexenhammer means witch hammer. So his username effectively translates to cringe woman hitter. Oh, wow. Yeah. We finally have details. Oh, okay, here we go. We finally have details on the drug dealer that pushed Styx, Hexenhammer 666, pushed him to flee the Netherlands. Oh, okay, now we're getting to some juicy gossip here. It turns out a family member of Elizabeth, I guess, the current future to be ex-wife that he left behind in Holland or Norway. I don't remember which exactly was it. The Netherlands. Father, brother, uncle, cousin, a male family member of Elizabeth put Styx in a headlock. Not a particularly difficult task. I would think his wife could do that. after he, the male relative of Styx's wife, found out that Styx got physical with her. You don't say. The drug addict, alcoholic, wannabe, never was celebrity, high off his own farts, Styx Hexenhammer 666 hit his wife. Shocking. Of course, the whole drug dealer thing was a lie. Of course. Of course it was a lie. Durr. Everybody knew that. Everybody knew that. Anybody with half a brain. So somebody named Jade. I don't know who this is. Maybe we'll find out. He was physically manhandled, headlocked. But that was in retaliation for getting physical with his wife. A male family member, upon hearing about such, did what most male family members would do if they hear female family members dealing with domestic abuse. I don't know about that. Maybe in Holland, if you have like a good, normal, functional family, maybe the dad or the brother will actually do that. But it was like a cousin, no. I mean, my sister who's dead because she was a drug addict, I'd have heard she was getting manhandled. I'd have been like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. I reiterate, there was no drug dealer involved and the toddler is his. The drug dealer story was made up. Oh, is he trying to spread the rumor that that kid wasn't his? Lovely. Okay, so if Charles did that, he's a piece of garbage. Doesn't even have to hit his wife. That makes him a piece of garbage. Trying to disown his own child and shrug off all responsibility. He redirected his life to the demon owl Stolas. I made a video about that. Go check my channel out. He's a demon monkey owl god. Yeah. And now he's in Vermont screaming. He has guns. Actually, right now he's in New Orleans, probably because it's easy to score there. Somebody named Orson Hornbeam. That was pretty much my guess as soon as I saw Styx flying home to Rutland on short notice and ranting on Twitter. I threw ex-boyfriend into the mix, but it was obvious Liz had to get somebody to kick his butt, and he lost his sponsor to be in the Netherlands. Oh, I think he really liked it there, too. Well, shouldn't, beat up your wife, allegedly, when you're an out-of-towner, a forwarder, an expat. Yep. Well, that's what he gets for ignoring his Lord Stolas for so long. Yeah, you should have been paying homage to your demon monkey owl god, my friend. Yeah, that's why you got excommunicated from the Netherlands. Oh, boy. So, Tarl and Tim Pool are standouts in the conservative influencer sphere. I don't know about that. I would not put him on the same level as Tim Pool. Okay? Let's be honest. That regularly talk about guns but don't know much about them. Yeah, I would agree there. Beyond movies and video games. Well, they're both doing that because they're trying to flex so that nobody shows up at their house and, blows their heads off. That's what they're doing. They're trying to intimidate people who are watching into believing they can actually defend themselves in an effective manner. Bonus here is the story Tarl told Jade. I guess Jade is a former friend of Tarl's. I can't imagine she'd still be his friend or that he would be her friend after she's spilling the beans. Possibly another ex-girlfriend. There's a lot of dysfunctional broads out there, yo. And hey, that is a large pool of women that even the lowest amoeba dude can draw off of. Just treat them like crap. And they'll keep coming back for more. The problem is they're totally completely nuts. And they'll destroy your life. Like this broad is coming after him now. This is his second divorce. Uh-huh. Mexican first wife. He was married to a Mexican. This guy's all over the place. Black. Mexican. Wow. Now from Norway. The Netherlands. Whatever. He told Jade that his first wife used to get physical with him. Yeah, I believe that. And he didn't want to hit her back. I don't buy that. So this is his second divorce. His first wife was Mexican. He told me she used to get physical with him. He's another utter lunatic. I believe that. Mexican women are known for being fiery. Yeah, I don't know. And extremely family-oriented. Not prone to putting up with BS. I don't know. I don't know that I would necessarily assume because they're fiery. She must have hit him. Especially when we're dealing with a guy who has a lot of women coming out of the woodwork to say that he was abusive. So, I don't know. You know that it's true when all they talk about are AR-15s and Glocks, brands they've heard of through popular media. They never mention brands such as Mossberg, Marlin, Kimber. Yep, I agree. Evolutionary psychology says that men are more likely to get physically violent with women. That's BS! But we already know from the stats that women are much more likely to get violent with men than vice versa. And almost a majority of cases, certainly to a large extent, many of the cases that are supposedly men attacking women are actually them just defending themselves. But of course, the women almost never get charged, and the guys almost never report it because they get shamed, even though I thought that shaming people was bad. Could Six have come to realize that his career as a minor MAGA e-grifter celebrity is a social dead end, and his ability to attract dizzy online females is diminishing by the year? Is he drinking more and getting abusive with the few females he's been able to cultivate as a result? Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds about right. More occult videos from Styx. Yeah. Styx's thinly veiled rant about his ex-wife. Well, soon to be ex-wife. Don't want to watch it. I'm just scrolling here, see if there's anything interesting. Somebody named You Can't CCP Me says, I blame his parents. This is exactly what you should expect when you name your kid Tarl. It's not a great name, I gotta admit. Steve doesn't assault women. Steve doesn't do a call S. Steve is a regular guy that loves a cold beer, good football game, and a braised steak. Tarl is a creepy spurg with a superiority complex that looks like what I imagine the Crypt Keeper looked like before he died. Like this guy. Got a good sense of humor. Tarl says, I fully expect to beat these charges. Of course you do, Tarl. You have unchecked narcissism and unwarranted self-importance. You think you're the smartest person in the courtroom. I don't think you are. If you were as smart as you are, you wouldn't rely on YouTube shekels. Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it's quite difficult actually to make a living on YouTube. That is not easy. You have to have an extreme amount of, well, okay, there are some examples of people who have no talent and make money on YouTube. That's true. Well, they have some kind of talent. Otherwise, even if that talent is grifting, appealing to the lowest common denominator, being stupid, it's a talent, right? They know what to do, when to do, and how to do it to maximize those shekels. So they've definitely got a talent. Can't deny that. Tarl reminds me of the IT guy off The Office. Matter of fact, way of speaking on every topic, condescending tone at all times, black coffee attire, talks nonsense. I think the only nonsense he's talking is when he blathers on about the occult and he tries to sound knowledgeable on a subject that is just pure fantasy, right? Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah. Except he's also ghoulishly hideous. Let's face it, if Styx wanted to lift a Lux Max, etc., he'd also be extremely ugly. Yeah, I don't know that he could, testosterone his way, lift his way out of his, I mean, he'd still be just as ugly, but at least he'd have a good body. He has for a while, admittedly, been far more successful, but right, he's a hedonist. He's a hedonist, he cares about pleasure and seemingly nothing more, so this guy is not going to, enter any kind of activity that engages in, that he's going to be suffering. Not going to happen. He was, for a while, admittedly, far more successful in life than anyone would expect such a genetic misfortune to be. I guess the minor household demons he made a pact with have now come to claim their toll. Yeah. Was it like 7 years? Isn't that the usual demonic contract? It's like, you get success and everything for 7 years. And then the guy with the pitchfork comes and collects his due. I don't know. Now that I'm not familiar with. What's this? Samantha Catherine. This is one of his exes. This is the one that accused him of domestic violence. I don't mean to sound black pill, but depression is severely misunderstood. Depression's not real. You want to know how I know? Let's go over to Zimbabwe or one of these poor as F African countries where people got to work 16 hours a day just to have one meal a day. Ask them if they're depressed. They don't know what that means. I don't have time to be depressed. I'm working too hard. You people have too much time on your hands. That's the problem. But anyway, or as something curable. Oh, yeah, it's not curable. It's just being sad about the status of your life, really. and who decided what that status was. Of course, she's a helpless victim. Having clinically diagnosed depression means you are unable to produce happy hormones. That's a bunch of BS. Or you are unable to or struggle to process the happy hormones your body produces. Nonsense. Just making excuses. True depression isn't something easily cured just by doing or thinking or change. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Change your environment. Change your life. Change the way you approach the world. Make better choices. I guarantee you, you won't be depressed. But talking about your experience with it can help shed light on others who may struggle to articulate their experience. She's been hanging out with Tarl too much. And get through another day. Always seek help, whether social, medical, or professional. How about you seek a job? How about you do that, sweetheart? You got too much free time on your hands to think about the nature of life. That's what you got. Looks like Samantha has erased the post and has instead filled up her feed with toxic relationship quotes. Yeah. After reading this lunatic crap, I think everyone involved in this situation is pretty much a POS. Monster Cheese says, I wonder what finally did them in on their trip to New Orleans. A chance to visit their parents. Her parents. Did Samantha ask, where's the relationship going? And didn't get the answer she expected. Could be. Was Tarl literally flirting with other girls on his phone while she was on the can? Or did they just get drunk and rage at one another? Who knows? I believe Samantha's the chick that he was groping in that live stream. Yeah. Whatever you think, it was even more pathetic than that. This dude who sucks off an owl. So Tarl's mistress has a husband and kids. Actually had a husband. Okay, so that's past tense. She got divorced last year, but she still has kids, so she's a single mommy, right? I think he has custody. What? Whoa, really? Whoa, so Tarl's new squeeze, his side chick, who we both know, come on. The only reason she was, doing him, with him, doing anything to him is because she's getting free room and board, right? And she has dismally low self-esteem and is mentally ill out the yin yang. It can't work, can't take care of her kids. She's such a freaking head case, in fact, that she doesn't even have custody of her kids. You know how bad you gotta be as a mother? You know what a bad state you gotta be in to lose custody of your kids as a woman anywhere in America? I mean, you gotta be teetering on, serial killer oh, kind of activities. You gotta be on the edge there, the knife's edge of becoming, a serial killer before you're gonna lose custody of your kids as a woman. Everything likely started to fall apart last fall when Tara flew back to Vermont. I didn't know it was that long. From Europe for some family thing. Okay, just for a family thing. That's not when he left his wife. That was more recent. Okay. That's probably when he reacquainted himself with the newly divorced Samantha. Liz finds out shortly thereafter and gets her ex's friend to persuade Tarl to leave Holland. You mean the headlock from the family member, which results in Tito Taller Sticks fleeing and getting drunk on the plane ride home, beginning the new phase of his life. How old is Sticks anyway? Does anybody know? I think, is he like in his mid-30s or something? He's got to be in his early to mid-30s, maybe 33, 34. I don't think he's 40. I don't know. So most likely they fought because she felt he wasn't faithful. I can't believe there's still women out. I mean, wow. And either threatened her or damaged some property. Even slamming a door and breaking it can be considered domestic violence. Maybe it was revenge for the humiliation of being felt up on the live stream. Could be. He won't even know what his relationship is with Liz, besides the fact that he flies back to Holland every few months and does his cuck cast under the stairs for a week. Louisiana is a mandatory arrest state, so if the police are called to a domestic disturbance and they feel party is somehow at fault, yeah, the Diloof model, the man's always at fault. Even if physical violence wasn't applied to Party B, they must arrest them. Yeah. As if the cops there don't have enough to do. No witness statements or full police reports. Are we still speculating? Yeah, I'm not going one way or the other. I mean, I'm leaning sort of kind of in one direction, but I'm not going to say which. You can guess. I'm curious about the Samantha lady. Seems like a minor lolcow herself if she was willing to let herself fall for Tarl. Yeah. Is Tarl Greek? I don't know. Maybe he started smashing plates in celebration and she just got really confused. I don't know. Okay, whoa, there's some more details. See, we gotta sort through the dross, all right? We gotta sort through the chaff to get to the wheat, okay? We finally got the details from Black British woman, League of Angry Exes. They talked to each other. It is one of Elizabeth's relatives. Oh, okay, we already read all that. Oh, there's some new stuff here. There's always question as to how bad the domestic abuse is. Nigella states that Elizabeth sent her a picture of her bruised back after Tarl caught Elizabeth talking to Nigella. So Tarl has a problem even with his wife talking to friends of hers who he thinks have too much influence. Interesting. Evidently, this abuse has been going on for a long time. So this Jade chick says he tells lies with impunity, and this Louisiana case is a recent event that happened. Recent. I was with him in 2018. His wife and I were corresponding in 2019 when she found out about me. Okay? I have pictures of her bruised back after he overheard our phone call. Okay, so Jade's not her real name. And I have to stay on the phone with her to call Dutch police. Do you really want to open this can of worms because your behavior is pushing me? I guess she's responding to Tarl here. Interesting. Here she is again after he shoved his wife flat over on her back for talking with me on the phone so she could profusely apologize to me for his behavior. I was some pictures of her bruised back. I'm feeling more of a motivated to release these pictures. Okay. An owl named Stole Ass. Not just that, the supposed demon, at least according to Johann Weir's Psycho Dominarica Demonium, teaches you about astrology, gems, and herbs, even the knowledge it grants for selling your soul, is effing gay. Oh, man. So I have a feeling that every single woman he's abused would happily be with him again. Probably. Well, no, I don't know. Well, then again, this chick, is she still with him? And he'd abused her in the past and she came back. So there's some truth to that statement. Then again, you have to understand that these women who suffered abuse in their childhood, they seem to unknowingly associate the abuse, the negative behavior, the poor treatment with love. It's sick, I know, but it's how they've been programmed. Understand the revealed preferences of women, and by and large, you understand them entirely. Broadly, they covet wealth and power, the nature of law and principal causes of divorce, and the utter intolerance of house husbands. They thirst after guys with wealth and power, like a teenage boy thirsts after a woman with curves. Some are smarter about it and understand what genuine power and wealth is, but most have. Okay, this guy's grammar is horrible. Learn to write, pal. You're not wrong in a lot of your points, but the grammar is crap. I think I'm gonna leave it off here. I'll continue later if I find out anything new about this guy. So there you go, guys. There's some smack talk and some reports from past prior girlfriends of Tarl's on his behavior and how he actually got booted out of, forced out of the Nordic countries, and it wasn't by a drug dealer. So let me know what you think of Tarl. Is he a great and awesome stand-up guy? Does the fact that he makes pretty good, even great political commentary content excuse the behaviors in his personal life? And should you stop watching him if you believe that his poor behavior in his personal life is true? I don't know. Let me know what you think in the comments. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Give me a thumbs up, a like, leave a comment. It's supposed to be good for the algorithm. And hit the notification bell because YouTube's not too good at notifying my followers. So I am the Riddler's philosopher, and I wish you a good and pleasant day. Until next time, take care.